Good morning, this is Pastor Thomas, and thank you for tuning in to this morning's edition of the Light for Living radio program, and it is an honor to be with you. I really appreciate you giving us just a few minutes of your time on this Sunday morning, and pray that it is not in vain. Pray that it honors the Lord, and that it encourages you, challenges you before you go to God's house, and encourage you to be found faithful. Certainly a radio program, whomever may be sponsoring it or something on the television, they are not a replacement for being in that local church assembly. And so encourage you to be found faithful. If you do not have a good church home, I encourage you this morning to visit the True Light Baptist Church. We're located 8139 Hugh Matthews Highway, Alton, Virginia. If you're coming from Highway 58, just take 501 South. Go about 7.5 miles. You'll see the church on the left, and we'll be about a mile south of the Cluster Springs Elementary School. Lord willing, we'll be meeting this morning at 11 o'clock and again at 6 p.m. And then we have our midweek service that I want to remind you of at 7 o'clock Wednesday evenings. We currently live stream Sunday morning and the Wednesday evening service. So if you cannot be at the physical location, health has prohibited you from coming to church, we encourage you to watch the live stream. You can do it a couple of different, actually multiple ways. You can do it on the True Light Baptist Church of Alton, Virginia Facebook page, my personal Facebook page. You can also visit us on our YouTube channel, True Light Baptist Church of Alton. You can view it there, or you can go to tlbcalton.com. That's the church website, and you can watch it there as well. As also, you can go back and watch previous our services, and you can pick up on the Light for Living radio program also on the website. So if you missed one, you can go back. We have it set up in series, and so you can listen to as many as you desire. So hope it'll be a help and blessing to you. I hope to see you at True Light Baptist Church. If you're not yet in that good church home, if you are, you already know what you ought to do. So just get busy this morning doing it. Be found faithful, and God will bless you for doing so. All right, we're going to look again at the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 4. We've been dealing with this subject, a faithful soldier, in a very unpopular war. And we talked about how throughout human history, throughout American history, there have been some wars that have been highly supported by the populace. There's been some that have been non-support. And my heart goes out to some of those faithful soldiers that went in of none of their own choosing and had to fight a war and then come back and be treated ever so poorly. But we're talking about a spiritual war, and it is the good fight of faith, the Bible says. It is right, and it will be justly rewarded for faithful service, but amongst the masses, it's not a popular war, is it? So that's what we want to talk about. We're using this man by the name of Paul and his life, and we're going to see in just a moment how he was to conclude his life. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 8, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but will after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. We talked to you a few weeks back about Paul's previous life. He was in the battle, but he was fighting for the enemy, wasn't he? But oh, how the Lord changed his life there on the road to Damascus. He was enlisted in the Lord's army, and he was faithful from that point on to the conclusion of his enlistment, meaning the time of the Lord's coming for him. And so he certainly spent some time, times of regret, but aren't you glad for the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin? God did not wash away some of Paul's sin and some of Paul's past. God washed it all away. God gave him a brand new start, as he does you and me once we're saved. We told you also that he embraced his responsibility as a soldier, and as a soldier he was to be examined, he knew. And that speaks about that inspection, and oftentimes in the military there are inspections, and there's going to be that great inspection as we stand before the judgment seat of Christ. But then we told you last week how he refused to allow the opposition to distract him from the mission. On the battlefield there are many distractions, but there is the objective. And a faithful soldier is not going to be deterred. He has to tune out the noise around him and focus on the objection at the hand. And in this spiritual life, there's going to be distractions. There's going to be people that will try to deter you, discourage you from the work. And just remember, sir, ma'am, why God has left you here. You are an ambassador, not for friends, not for family, but you are an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're to go out into this lost and dying world and tell of the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, but also to warn them of the judgment to come. That's the objective, to please, to honor the Lord in all things, and we must not be deterred. May I give you this for your consideration on this Sunday morning? He kept his eyes on his commander, even though there were some other soldiers that deserted. I'm looking now at verse number 9 and verse number 10. Rather sad commentary, especially in verse number 10. Paul is telling young Timothy in verse number 9, "Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Cretans to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia." We see that there was a man by the name of Demas that at one time walked with the Lord and walked in fellowship with Paul. But we see and hear a tragic occasion. The Bible says that Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. You see, dear sir, there are going to be times where you look around and you have put confidence in a fellow soldier, only to find out that they desert their post. They're truly saved, they haven't lost their salvation, but there's many that desert their post. And it discourages you, it perplexes you. And sometimes it'll be the least person that you would have expected. And it hurts, breaks your heart. But we must understand once again that our eyes cannot be fixed on them. Now, we must help one another. We encourage one another. We exhort one another. But our eyes are not to be fixed on them. Our eyes are to be fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Does not the Bible tell us over there in the book of Hebrews that we're to look unto Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith? I get into trouble, as do you, when we look around at people, because no matter what, people can disappoint you, and for that matter, you've probably disappointed others, as have I. But if we keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, we understand him more, and he's always faithful. He's always God. He's always good. He will never leave us nor forsake us. His mission never changes. And if we'll just keep our eyes fixed on him, well, we won't suffer some of the great disappointment and the temptation to desert as well. When I ask you, maybe you're that person, you're listening to this program, and I'm grateful for it. At one time, you were fervent in your service for the Lord, excited to be at God's house, or just excited to have the opportunity to serve Him, just thrilled you. But there's some things that happened, and you got disappointed, you got discouraged, and you got your eyes fixed on people rather than the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's not turned out so well, has it? But again, our objective in the military, our eyes were to be focused on the voice and the direction of the commander. He knows the way. He's been there before. He's fought the battles. I just need to look to Him. Hope that's food for thought. Let me give you this to you as I close this morning. Not only did he keep his eyes on his commander, even though some deserted, but I want to talk to you just a minute about how he concluded his enlistment. How did Paul lead his life? Well, the Bible says in verse number 6, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." Now get this. He said, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing." Well, I'm very encouraged by the last part, and certainly encouraged and instructed by the first part. You see, Paul, in his Christian life, he never slacked, even when trouble came, and it sure did, didn't it? Paul suffered some great heartache, some great trial, some great affliction. But he just kept pressing forward, didn't he? He did not quit, though at times he was weary and afraid. See, we think sometimes that men like Paul were superhuman. They were not. He was empowered by God mightily, but he was still a man. Were there times that he feared? Of course. I doubt seriously if I were to talk to someone that was in the heat of warfare, you say, were you ever afraid? And I believe if they'd be honest, they'd say, I sure was. But you can experience sometimes a fear and keep on fighting. So I want to encourage you, in the midst of your fears and even in the midst sometimes of your faltering, just keep on fighting the good fight of faith. Paul had ups and downs. Indeed, he had depressing times in his life, painful times in his life. But he was not going to put down his weapon. He was not going to take off his spiritual armor. He was keeping on serving Christ and fighting that good fight. He says there, in the closing verses that we read, he said, "I fought a good fight." He said, "I finished my course. I have kept the faith." In the preceding verse, he said that I'm now ready to be offered. Paul knew very clearly that his physical sojourn, his enlistment, if you will, was soon to be complete. And he looks back on his life and he said, "I fought a good fight." That was not bragging upon himself. It's just simply looking back on his life after you're saved without regret. I encourage you. You say, "Preacher, I've already got a lot of regrets since I've been saved." Well, those things, we just get right with God and move on. But make today and the rest of your days, the rest of your enlistment, your best days. your most faithful days, your most productive days, your most Christ-honoring days, so that you can leave this life without a life of regret. A faithful soldier in a very unpopular war. Trust that you'll be one. If you're not a soldier, if you're not saved, I trust today will be the day of your salvation. And then seek to serve Him faithfully from now till He calls you home. Good day. May the Lord bless you.